In the beginning of the second act of Cabaret, there's a seemingly sweet song called If You Could See Her Through My Eyes. Well, it's sweet until the MC, played in this national tour by John Peterson, he spits out the final line which forces the audience to confront the rise of anti-Semitism in Germany of 1929.
She wouldn't look Jewish at all.
I don't necessarily see it because there's a spotlight, but I really feel it. I feel this wave of energy. There would be nervous laughter. There would be almost racist laughter. Like, that's a little worrying. And I don't even know if it's audible. I just feel this energy come across. And then for the final part of the number, the exit, it instills in me a variety of emotions, which I'm feeling right now as I say it. Yeah.
This national tour of Cabaret resumes after a few months away from the stage with their last performance right before the 2016 presidential election. And with this week's reopening at the Wharton Center coming at a time when the news cycle has been dominated with President Trump facing public pressure to condemn anti-Semitic violence, it means a renewed relevance to this musical, which examines what happened in Berlin of 1929 when prejudices and anti-Semitic violence were left to fester.
It plays so interestingly now.
That's Mary Gordon Murray, the Tony-nominated actress who plays the kind landlady, Fräulein Schneider.
People's reactions, it's a quantum leap. References that suddenly have a whole other meaning now, and the audience is clearly very, very resonant.
With a storm in the wind, what would you do? Suppose your one frightened voice being told what the choice must be.
The director, BT, talked to Sam Mendes, the original production in Britain, and he was saying, we're getting these amazing reactions. We should run this show for the next 4 years.
If they let us.
If they let us, right? They were saying, because it's just playing in this country to just play this all over, because the audiences are just going, what? It's a whole other meaning for this show.
This historic revival of Candor and Ebb's Cabaret, showing at the Wharton Center this week, has been around since 1993, and as Mary Gordon Murray said, was originally conceived by Sam Mendes, who has since gone on to also be an Oscar-winning director and helmed the last two James Bond films. But for this famous role as Cabaret's MC, does John Peterson think it's actor-proof that emulating either of the iconic portrayals made by Joel Grey or Alan Cumming, is that enough for Cabaret's flamboyant tour guide?
No, it's not actor-proof at all. You have to be a certain sensibility as a human being. I don't know what it is. It's something almost ineffable about the character. He's almost not human, although he is very human. So there's something about him that you have to be a questioning soul in order to play the MC. And to probably disintegrate, you have to have disintegrated in real life at some point.
And as for Mary Gordon Murray's Frau Schneider,
I would say my role is kind of actor-proof in the sense that I think you have to really be terrible to not be good as Fräulein Schneider, because it's so on the page. It's glorious music.
Yeah.
It's such a relatable role.
John Peterson and Mary Gordon Murray appear this week at the Wharton Center in the Roundabout Theater's national tour of Candor and Ebb's Cabaret. Tickets and more information at wartoncenter.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.